before we welcome you to another episode of the Back Catalogue Podcast, Vince is going to welcome the patron members to today's episode of the Back Catalogue Podcast.
So I'm just going to name
them. This is the patrons. Just we're going to name the patrons up top. We're going to start doing
I'm just going to name and shame them.
Name and shame them, and then let's hope next week there's more.
Yeah, I'm just going to go from top to bottom. All right, so this feels like a...
This is just shout-outs. Just go through
them. This feels like the wrong way to... All right, Michaela, Arman, David, Phil, Jared, and Stuart, thanks for being patrons.
We're on.
Thanks for, you know, paying the bills.
The lights are staying on because you're staying with us.
Yeah.
And you can also go to our Patreon. You can get a 7-day free trial. It could be 2 weeks. It might be
evidently,
7 days.
You can just be a free member.
You can be a follower.
You can be a member. You can be a follower. You can ask questions because leaders ask answers. And, you know, if you follow us, you'll know. So, yeah, apparently you can be a free member. I don't think we have anything for free members except for this.
Except for this. This is for all the free members out there. But listen, you go there, you get a 7-day free trial if you'd like to actually get the content. And then if you want to pay, it's $2 min.
All right, and free members, Freemasons, whatever you want to be, you can pay, you can get the Patreon. Anyway, let's do this.
Welcome to another episode of the Back Catalogue Podcast. This is the podcast where we, and by we I mean me, Alpha, I'm a co-host / co-founder Vincent. We dive into the streaming service, we tell you, the listener and the viewer, what is worth it and what is not. Now, we are doing this on Halloween night. It's Halloween night, so you might hear doorbells coming. You might see Michael Myers walk through the door. If that happens, we might have to stop the podcast.
Dun, 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 dun.
And we might have Michael Myers on just sitting there talking about top 10 quotes of Michael Myers.
Imagine the crocodile in this music. Instead, they just had the music. Dun, 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 dun. Man's just had a white mask on. The white Michael Myers crocodile.
We're going to talk about Michael Myers in the Patreon. But what we're going to talk about today, and look, I'm excited to talk about this, Vincent, because we are doing, if I can find it, we are doing 2007's very own Rogue.
It's a weird name for this movie.
It is, because it's like, you know, like, I mean, you know, there's obviously working titles that may become an actual title. Now, this is a rogue crocodile, but really, like, if you're in nature with a crocodile, aren't most of them rogue?
Yeah, what do you mean? What do they mean by a rogue crocodile? They never mention that.
Because I'm saying, like, you know, when it's, you know, Jason Bourne's gone rogue or you know, Mission Impossible Man's, he's gone rogue.
Yeah.
Ethan Hunt has gone rogue. Someone's gone rogue.
They didn't go around talking to the other crocodiles being like, no, we don't talk to him anymore.
And that's exactly right. And this is why we don't understand why this is called rogue. But what we do understand is some of the facts that I'm about to give you. So as I said, this is 2007's very own. This has a 6.2 out of 10 on the IMDb. It's 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. It had a budget of $25 million, and I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that's actually $26 million. So, like, it is.
So the exchange rate was good back then.
It was good back then. I'm going to give you the budget, the box offices. Then we're going to get into this. Had a box office of $4.6 million. That just doesn't sound right. Like, you got $4.6 million. They're losing, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the movie?
And we're going to get into that. An American journalist joins a few tourists as they cruise the river in Kakadu National Park. When their boat is attacked by a massive creature, they find themselves being chased by a 23-foot, at 7-point-something-meter crocodile. And we're here.
See, Gerard Butler, he came to the studio. He saw the executives. He says, movie got a plane, it's called Plane.
Yeah, dude. And if this movie was called Croc... Yeah, that's exactly
then
right.
We'd be here.
Now, this was the era...
How's this got 89% on Rotten Tomatoes?
That's like fan voting. This is a big thing in the creature features. Because creature features is a big property that hasn't been hit for a while. You know, there's been the Meg, but it hasn't been hit in the same way as it used to be hit. Creature features used to be a thing that people loved. You know, there was the Lake Placid. There was obviously Jaws. There was obviously, you know, other creature features that I can't think about right now.
Let me hear some other big ones.
You know, we got dinosaur things. We got Jurassic Parks. There's creature features, right? I mean, I was expecting myself to say more. But 2007 was the year of the crocodile. Because not only in 2007 did this movie come out, but a lesser known movie, but I think far better movie came out called Black Water. And it could be called Dark Water, but I think it's called Black Water. And a movie called Primeval or Primeval, Primeval. And that's about a crocodile as well, just hunting down people. So this was the year of the crocodiles, but this one was, I guess, the most talked about and the most known out of the bunch. And I'm saying rogue. Another thing that sort of made Rogue, I guess, very popular amongst people is because, you know, it had a selection of stars within its film. I mean, it had Sam Worthington. That's Jake Sully's very own.
Yeah, Mance is there for 5 minutes.
But still, that's Jake Sully's very own.
He shows the bum cheeks and then he basically gets eaten.
He gets eaten by a crocodile. That's well, he does some things before he gets eaten. But also, you know, I think 2009 potentially was Avatar, so he wasn't Jake Sully at this point.
Oh, that's from – I didn't know what Jake Sully was meaning.
Right, right. And then we have Radha Mitchell, who is who's Australian's very own. She was the person that was driving the boat.
I haven't seen her before.
You have the man with the moustache who, like, puts someone's ashes in the water.
Yeah.
That's the man that plays what's my guy's name from Wolf Creek?
Sully's dad.
That's the guy from Wolf Creek. But he was also in a movie called The Dark Age, which is an Ozploitation crocodile movie, which we may see at one point. And then, of course, you have, you know, I think it's Tim Curry. No, it's not Tim Curry. It's something Curry. The guy that has the thing, Stephen. The man, the myth and the legend.
Yeah. Not Stephen.
Stephen, bro.
Stephen. You know, if Stephen was there, he would have done something wild. He would have been, you know, he would have got that anchor thing. He would have just chucked it in the water, just picked him out. That's it.
You're talking about Stephen Curry. I can't remember what the guy's name is, but his name might be Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
It might be Stephen Curry. Now, this movie had that. It also had just the beautiful Australian landscapes.
Oh,
right?
Man.
You come into this movie, it starts off with a crocodile attack, and then you just see Kakadu National Park. You see the Northern Territory at its finest. Right?
Does it start off with a crocodile attack?
Yeah, there's like a wild buffalo.
Oh, that's
drinking
right.
From the water.
That's right.
Which I think is just like a real bad way to start the movie.
Well, I mean, I don't know how plentiful buffalo are in the Northern Territory.
Mm.
I don't know this. But it was a bit strange to me because I'm looking at buffalo. I'm going, I've not seen one buffalo in Australia. I know that they're around, but I've not seen one. But I also haven't been to the Northern Territory.
We haven't been to the Northern Territory.
Because they'll see you in the NT, but they won't see me.
I mean, look, we're going to go to the NT because, like, one thing that I'd love to do is go on that thing, go swimming, you know. You wouldn't want to go swimming.
I can't swim, so.
We can't swim, but we can also
crocodiles or not, I'm dying.
That's the issue. And that's the issue with this place. Now, you get to see the beauty. You get to see the dangers of Kakadu National Park. They show you things. They show you newspaper clippings of a kid being pulled out of a crocodile's belly. They show you crocodiles, you know, going up and snapping on things. But Vincent, did you expect that there would be a 7.6-meter crocodile that would be chasing this crew?
I mean, I got it from the context of the film title, the film, the poster, you know?
Where you see a big old crocodile.
You see a big old crocodile.
Look, we're gonna get into this movie, and it might be a short one because I watched this movie as a ute, right? I went to the cinemas, 2007, went there. Might not have been opening night.
Oh, you went there in the cinemas?
I was in the cinemas, man. I was in the theaters.
So you were part of that $5.6
million? I was part of that $5.6 million that they made. And in fact, there was two people there because it was me and my father. Because like, I don't think I could have gone into this movie at that age. I think we were about 12 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the theaters. I watched this and I remember being so terrified because, like, you know, I'm 12 years old going into a cinema talking about there's a massive crocodile in this water. I remember going, this was one of those Jaws moments where you can't even use the toilet without thinking like, hey, brother, these pipes lead somewhere. Maybe it's Kakadu National Park.
I can't see the pipes. They might be big enough to house a 7.6-meter crocodile.
But beyond that, there's nothing much in this movie. And I want to get into what you thought about it. Then I'll give you my thoughts and then we can get out of here.
I mean, the first, I don't know, 10 minutes – when it's mostly just shots of, yeah, the national park and the shots of them going on the boat, which is a bit later.
Yeah.
Oh, unreal. I was looking at that. I was going, this is amazing.
And I'm thinking like, this is HD graphs. This looks like 4K. But that's just the beauty of the national park.
That's right.
You know, that's just the beauty of Australia. You know, see you in the NT, see you wherever you may be. See, right?
David Attenborough, all his films are in like 240p.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get a bit of nature in there, you think that's high definition.
That's exactly right.
That's how you save bandwidth.
That's how you save bandwidth. Now, let's get into what saved you, maybe what made you like this movie, what made you not like this movie.
So,
give them context as to where they end up after the crocodile knocks over their boat.
Yeah, so they go, you know, there's a bunch of tourists. There's some British ones. There's some American ones. There's some Australian ones.
There's an Irish or Welsh lady.
Yeah. There's that, and then there's the main character who's the most boring character of the last 20 movies I've seen for sure.
So you get all this exposition of all these characters, right? And it gives you a little bit of a taste of them.
There's so much. This guy threw his wife's ashes into the river, and the kid, you know, the British kid's looking at it, gives him a look. Yeah, all right. I can see this because like my mum's about to die, so I can see this might be happening. We might be back here. There's the dude that's talking about, hey, my focal length's bigger than yours. He's got a shirt that says
Stephen Curry, the man of legend.
That was hilarious because that's not revealed until later in the movie. He just takes off his vest and it's got, you know, arrow pointing up, the man, arrow pointing down, the legend.
It's funny because they make a note of it as well. Like there's no real humor that is done well in this movie or really at all. Like there's not really big laughs in this movie. And then they just think, hey, this will get a big laugh. Let's put this halfway through the movie. Three people probably died at this point. Let's put it in. Like John Wayne's dead, right? Because one of the man's John Wayne.
John Wayne's dead.
There's an American guy who does, you know, some heroic things, so they call him John Wayne. The Australian guy that gets hit off a boat, he's dead, and the British man is dead at that point.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing the man and the legend. I mean, we do want humor within these spaces, but at least do it good. Now, Vincent said this main character is one of the most boring main characters ever. The issue is, right, he comes in, he's in the Northern Territory, it is hot. Right? It is hot. And he's wearing a suit. And he's just wearing a suit. And I'm thinking, dude, this is like a Waking. This is like almost like homage to Waking Flight. It feels like, you know, the foreigners in this space.
He goes into the bar first. You know, he gets a cappuccino. And the man puts a fly in it.
Yeah. And then, you know, because I'm thinking maybe this is why I remember enjoying this movie, because this guy was actually good in it. And then he proceeds to just say everything in the same tone. He doesn't look like he wants to be there.
Well, I mean, he doesn't want to be there.
And I mean, like, I know in the movie he's not meant to be there, but I know, like, they've also, you know, paid, you know, out of the $2.5 million budget.
Wasn't it 25?
$25 million budget. Man, maybe it was 2.5. Maybe I'm misreading things. That's why 5 million is all right.
Bro, maybe 2.5.
But anyway, out of the budget, he's not getting that much out of the budget. So I can see why he's upset as well. But this dude just, I mean, there was nothing for me from him. Ryder Mitchell, who's the lady who's on the boat doing boat things, being the tour guide, she's just being like, they're like, hey, just be as Australian as you can be, but say things in miles and feet. I was about to say in liters.
In ounces.
She's out here doing the most, like, you know, saying the most Australian things in the most Australian accent she can. And then she's out here saying miles and feet.
Yeah, but you know, you got to put that on for the tourists.
You got to put that on.
Even though most of them were Australian there.
There's not much in regards to characters in this movie, and unfortunately that's where this movie falls down.
Because you're with the characters. The crocodile's not there for most of the time.
I searched it up, it's 5 minutes.
The crocodile's in there for five minutes.
That's what the crocodile's.
Yeah, most of them are going, hey, the tide's coming up, the tide's coming up. It's just going to keep coming up. Mans doesn't know how the tide works.
So
it comes up, it goes down.
So they end up on this little island and they realize they're in tidal waters. So the little island is going to become a smaller and smaller island, so they need to get off. But hey, there's a rogue crocodile in the water. And they just don't work well enough together to get out of there really easily. One of the things that happens in this movie, so we see this crocodile for 5 minutes. Now, I'm wanting to see, if I'm going to a creature feature, you know, I'm going to a Jaws, I'm going to a this movie, I'm going to a...
Another obvious creature feature from that time.
Insert, right? I want to see this creature featuring by killing more individuals or doing something wild.
You want to see, well, not necessarily more. You just want it to be doing wild things. You know, Jaws was the, you know.
I mean, that's gold standard.
That's right. And that you don't see the shark for most of the thing, yes. But you see the shark doing things without seeing the shark.
Oh, absolutely. Like you see a man getting pulled under, he's screaming, he's hollering.
Whereas this one... I mean, the funniest one is the first man's, you know, John Wayne. He's literally standing on the edge of the bank of the river. And, you know, the camera looks one way, hey, you know, whatever. And then you just hear a splash. Man's gone.
No, oh, yeah. Nothing. Just he's gone.
Because he's standing up.
Yeah.
It's shallow water, obviously, because it's got to incrementally go down to the riverbed.
Yes. It is tidal waters, but there's still riverbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crocodile can't come up from the bottom. He has to come up from the side. So I don't know what way the crocodile can take John Wayne down without him making a sound.
Not even like a cracking of a bone, snapping of the jaws together. Now, there's PSIs. It should have been called stealth. Dude, this croc does some stealth for being a 7.6-meter crocodile. Like, that is a huge crocodile. If it comes anywhere near the surface, you're seeing that.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I also think is silly about this movie is, so we talked about the fact that, yes, there is a lurking presence of a crocodile being there, but it never feels like that.
No.
It never feels like they're in any danger until the moment that they are in danger.
Because the crocodile's never around. It's not stalking them.
Well,
it's not, you know, swimming around the thing. You're like, oh, it's there. Because they're, and the other thing is the whole movie, they're right near the edge of the river.
Yes.
Man's literally got stealthed at the start of this movie.
Like, more heads need to be getting stealth, is what you're telling me.
I mean, if the crocodile can do that, if that's what he's gone rogue, he's gone stealth, you know, he could clean up in 15 minutes.
Brother, he could have done a stealth mission.
He could have got 3 stars. He could have got perfection. You know, no enemies alerted.
Dude, he could have done that. Near. Even if enemies were alerted, where are they going to go?
Bro, he would have any percented that speed run, like, no time.
Exactly. Now, one of the other issues that I have with this crocodilian movie, other than the fact that, you know, there's no real suspense, which is unfortunate because when you're doing a movie like Jaws, right? For example, you're in the scene where my man's he's going down. There's that boat that sunk. What's his name? I forgot his name. That's bad because it's like one of my favorite
Chief
movies.
Brody.
It's not my favorite movie. No, Chief Brody never goes in the water. He's like the U of that
okay. universe. I don't know the other. I know that man's. I know that.
Maybe it's Hopper. Maybe it's Hooper. Maybe it's Cooper. He goes into the water and he's in the water and you feel like at any moment, even though the shark is not here, at any moment this shark could be right there. They don't need to show you that. They don't need to talk about that. You just feel it. It's been in your bones every time they go near the water.
Mm.
Whereas in this case, I don't know why and I don't know what it was. I can't go to the director and say, listen, here, this is what you needed to do. But there was no suspense. I felt that whenever they were on top of the land, they were fine. And even in the instances in which they were on the water, they were still fine. Now,
I think because there wasn't actually things that happened with the crocodile, it kind of just...
Waited.
Grab the man's, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, let's grab another man's. It's gone. It's not stalking it. It's not as if they're frantically trying to help someone to...
And I think the only thing as a means to try to build suspense was the time pressure of it being a tidal river. The movie Black Water, Dark Water, something about the water, right? In that movie, what happens is they flip their boat. Crocodile's in the water, but it's just a regular-sized crocodile. But it is staying around them, stalking them. The only space that it can go is into the mangroves. They're up in a tree. And it starts to rain. It becomes dark. They're freezing. They can't see anything. People are getting injured trying to travel between parts of the mangroves. It is terrifying because these people are actively trying things. And when it fails, it's not that one of them necessarily dies, but they become more vulnerable because of it.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good point. In this one, they were just on the river.
You're either on the river or you're dead.
That's right. You're either on the island or you're dead.
You're either on the exactly. island or you're dead. That's right.
The only thing they do is they, you know, Stan Worthington ties a rope from one, you know, and that's suspenseful to a point. And I think that was fine. I also thought it was hilarious, you know, the lady's on the rope and she's just there.
So this is allowing them to get from the island to the safer area where they can run to land.
Which is hilarious also because they literally saw a crocodile jump up further than where that rope is and it was not a 7.6-meter crocodilian.
I think the best bet that you've got – see, and this is the other issue, and I know that it's a movie.
You throw one head in, you get everyone swim.
Exactly. You know, there's that British man who says – who's like, you know, he wants to get his wife over the thing. So he's jumping up. He causes the rope to break.
That was, I mean, you know.
He's then apologizing, right? He gets taken into the water by the croc.
That was probably the funniest part, apart from the man, the legend, the funniest part of this movie. Because at this point, they got the rope. This lady who's John Wayne's wife, she, you know, she's distraught because obviously her husband just got stealthed.
I mean, John Wayne dead.
John Wayne dead.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, doing the, I don't know, climbing on the rope, basically, from one tree to the other. She's smack bang in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
and she's going, I can't do it. I'm not strong enough or whatever.
Like I'm smack bang, but I'm not strong enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then this other British guy goes, all right, I'm taking my daughter. We're going on there. And he just grabs the daughter, which you want your daughter safe. You don't put three people on a rope that's tied together to another rope. It's not a full rope.
And that's Mia Wachowski's very own. Wachowski or something like that. She's famous.
That's Mike Wazowski's very own.
And
she gets to the other lady. He's like, hey, she won't move.
That's what happens. He goes up there, doesn't think that this lady won't move. And then there are just three people on a rope and the rope eventually snaps.
Yeah.
He then gets taken in by this crocodile, right? And while he's getting taken in, again, he doesn't react in a way that you would be if you're getting eaten by the crocodile. He's like,
He's there. He's got, I'm safe. I'm in the island. He's got half his legs in the river still.
He's also apologizing. He's doing all sorts of things. You know he's going to die at that point.
Yeah, you knew it. You read the script.
But you say you see, and I know you know shock, horror. Fight, flight, freeze.
Rogue,
you see, stealth. You see, old mate, British man. Gordon Ramsay's very own, get thrown into the water. And then he's like, oh.
At one point he goes, oh, my arm. and he's just there swimming.
But you see Gordon Ramsay's very own get thrown into the water, talk about my arm, my neck and my back. You don't just swim across the water at that point?
Nah, that's
too
that's
easy.
That's, I think you're not going to swim across.
I'm 100% swimming across. I see a 7.6 meter crocodile, right?
7.6 meter crocodile.
7.6 meter. I see Gordon Ramsay in his mouth talking about like idiot sandwich. I'm jumping in that water. I'm swimming across because he's dealing with Beef Wellington over there. He doesn't have to deal with me now. I'm out. And Sam Worthington.
He was dealing with Sam Worthington. Now he's dealing with Beef Wellingtons.
And he kills Sam Worthington. Then immediately after kills Beef Wellingtons, which
I think that was before or after? No, that was before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sam Worthington dead, man.
Yeah, Sam Worthington gone.
Yeah.
And that was also an interesting part of, you know, Sam Worthington, obviously he had something to do with
Roddy Mitchell's very own.
Yeah, the boat driver. I think her name was Kate.
Kate in the movie.
First name Kate, last name in the movie. And they obviously had some sort of thing.
Some sort of relationship that may have gone sour.
Yeah, Sam Worthington's going like, you're the only one for me, baby. She's not having a bar. The reporter's man's like, hey, I think I can make something work here, you know?
As in the reporter makes something work with Kate. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
You're just trying to pick out what this movie is doing.
I'm just trying to pick out because there was some sort of like, hey, will they, won't they? At some point, she's getting eaten by a croc, but oh my God, he saves her. That's further in the
movie. I mean, if you're single, right? If you're single, you're a guy wearing a suit in the Northern Territory. You're single. You save a lady named Kate's life from a 7.6 meter crocodile. Like, you know, you're going to at least hope for maybe a second date.
Well, the legs hanging on by like threads.
The funniest bit about that is like, you know, I only know just basic first aid, okay? If I see you get eaten by a crocodile, you're still alive.
Mm.
You're still alive, but you've been bitten by a crocodile that I can see there's blood, right?
I'll say, oh, my arm.
You say, oh, my arm.
Yeah.
You're wearing a life vest, which is maybe quite tight because you've obviously zipped it up. You might have strapped it up.
You got to apply pressure.
I would not then undo the life vest to see, hey, what's the damage here? Like, how much are you, boss?
I played Operation. I reckon if I just get this little thing. She's dead.
Like, Kate's dead. Kate's dead.
They were also, further along the movie, they find the crocodile's den.
Yeah.
And she's there. She's still alive. He's there fighting the crocodile for, like, 25 minutes. She's lost all her blood.
She's dead, man.
You're going there, you're just, like, picking her up with two fingers because it's just the skin.
Yeah, it's just the skin. And like, if you pick that off before you eat, like that's at least going to save you a couple calories. Now, the thing is, she's dead. The final crocodile fight, you know, they're in this awesome landscape to begin with in the Kakadu National National Park. They then move into this crocodile's lair, its den, and it just looks like a train tunnel. Yeah, you know, and I'm not saying it needs to look like anything different. Like, this is a 7.6 meter crocodile. It can't be somewhere that is very tight or very hard to move through because the crocodile is not going to move through it very well. But it just looks like a big train tunnel.
You know, it was the only thing that I could think of that whole time. Man's there in a suit.
He's there in a suit.
So he's got, you know, dress shoes on. Now, I've worn different types of dress shoes. None of them have a significant amount of grip.
They're slipping and sliding on.
He's in mud.
Yes.
He does not slip once. I'm looking at Sway. I'm asking how.
And Sway, unfortunately, just like he did back in those days, he just does not have the answers.
I don't think anyone has the answers to that question.
I don't think anyone
has. He's also carrying someone. He's carrying this lady and he's going down a muddy slope and he's not slipping.
And he's not making any noise.
I'm thinking, what kind of RMs you got? You got like some special version that...
Dude,
gravity RMs.
I don't even think he has RMs. Like man's
he's from Chicago.
He's from Chicago. The final battle between this crocodile and this man is just simply him running around, the crocodile chasing him, and then him just getting a really sharp stick and putting it in the crocodile's head.
And the crocodile, after being, you know, the absolute king of combat,
stealth.
He's got 5 stars on every skill.
Every skill.
He's leveled up. He's even got, like, even on FIFA, he's got 5-star skills.
He's doing New Game Plus at this point.
He's doing New Game Plus. He's trying 100% it.
Yeah.
Mans is sitting there with a stick next to a big rock.
Huge rock.
And so the crocodile decides to try and eat the rock as well as him at the same time.
Instead of going in like, you know, snappers facing forward, he goes in snappers facing to the side. And now, I mean, maybe he's going in, you know, he's going in horizontally rather than vertically. Which means that he's getting
all obviously rock. That's right. It's obviously a smart crocodile.
Yes.
How does it then go from, hey, we've just misjudged this completely?
Because they need to end the movie somehow.
Hilarious
somehow.
To me. He also lost his fingers.
Michael Myers style, huh?
Michael Myers style, and he's just there.
There's nothing for you in this movie, I'm sorry. There's nothing for you in this movie. And I'm really upset about that because, as I said, you know, I watched this in 2007. I enjoyed it in 2007. And then since that day, I had not watched it until right now. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, this is a 3.5.
I was about to say
This is a 3.5 out of 10. I'm only giving it a 3.5 because the man is
Kakadu National Park.
And Kakadu National Park. If it was just strictly like this is just Kakadu National Park, a man dies in the video, but mainly Kakadu National Park, I'm watching that movie. I'm giving it a 7, you know? But the fact that they put it as Rogue in the background, parentheses, we're also in Kakadu National Park, it's a 3.5.
Nah, it's a 3.5. It's a 3 for me.
It's a 3 for you. And listen, Vincent, I have nothing to say here. And this has been the back catalogue.
Talk soon.